Okay, so last week you saw New York City covered by an orange-colored mist.
Is that it, honey?
Or was it the whole coast?
New York City. And I'll just explain it the best I can. It's as if the earth plates beneath fractured and were pushing against each other. And that caused untold ripple effects under the surface of the city. In fact, there was a place where one of the plates had turned part of the city up on its side.
Now, this was not San Francisco.
I've seen this on both coasts.
On San Francisco and in New York.
Right. The San Francisco one was from there, up the Oregon coast, Washington, and then British Columbia. It looked like something had just taken those high sea ledges, and they were just cracked off of the earth. They were just cracked and had fallen in the sea. And you could see, you know, some of the basic rock that was underground or plates or whatever, but it just, the coastline was real jagged.
Mm.
And you know, it was really beat up pretty bad, whatever was left.
That went from San Francisco to Vancouver, you said?
San Francisco up to British Columbia, the Pacific coast.
Okay, so there was an orange fog over the city of New York, and the plates had kind of collided and formed a mountain range.
You could see even up underneath the plates if you were on one side or another. I don't know about a mountain range. All I know is the plates, but these tectonic plates, you know, tectonic energy just were pushing and pushing and pushing and heaving the plates to not only break, but go up on their, you know, straight up.
On their side?
Yeah.
You said that
covered Canada as well.
So where did it go from?
Probably from New Jersey up through New York and into part of Canada. What started it was a plate from a meteor that ripped off and entered our atmosphere. The meteor didn't, but the plate that broke off it.
Wow.
It was huge. And when I saw the impact, it was literally kind of deep impact because it not only, you know, did damage on the United States side in Canada, but it caused huge backlash tsunamis going the other way toward the coast of England.
Wow.
When I got to the area of Europe, I was out from the globe a bit, but I see these fissures just beginning to form from north to south through Europe and other places in the world. And I turn my head to the side and try to rest a minute. And when I looked up, the reason I looked up was there was a glint of something in my peripheral bit of vision I might still have.
Mm-hmm.
And these fissures were coming down through places like Scandinavia, you know, Eastern and Western Europe, and in many other parts of the world. But they were close together. They weren't wide. They were really deep. And the flashes I kept seeing were literal flames. There were fire coming up out of these fissures.
Wow.
An enormous amount of energy would have to cause, I mean, it would take an unimaginable force of energy to do that, almost like cracking an eggshell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All that tells me the plates are shifting. The earth is probably on that small wobble you guys talked about, and the scriptures talk about how the earth will reel and rock like a drunkard.
You think it was a plate, the asteroid or whatever that was, that caused this? Did it happen in sequence? Or
it seemed to accelerate other events around the world, seismic, tectonic, It was like the whole face of the earth was water intrusion.
You started out telling me about there was some kind of water intrusion in the Hudson, but it was coming from the inland towards the coast.
Yeah, that was strange. The Hudson River reversed course and was filling up the cities left and right, and it was washing out into the sea, not coming out of the sea.
You're saying it reversed course. You mean it went upstream in the Hudson River or downstream?
From the water intrusions, all the rivers out of their banks, including the Hudson, but it seemed that it reversed at one point. I don't understand.
Maybe there was a lift of a plate or something that caused it to go back the other way.
Yeah.
And then you said there was fire all over New York City, or?
Oh, nothing but absolute rubble and top of rubble and top, you know, orange smoke, orange gases, and it just looked like a ghost town at this point. I mean, you don't have something that big hit your city, half hit on land and half of that plate, meteor plate hit the ocean. New York seemed to be like the center spot, you know, ground zero where the thing hit. But it was so huge, that's why it affected Canada and further down New Jersey and maybe even, you know, the D.C. area.
Was there fire coming up through the fissures?
There were some in the United States, but nothing like over in Europe.
I remember once before you told me you saw New York City on fire. And I told you, you know, that there was a volcano underneath New York. And it made sense to you. Okay.
But things are accelerating. So I'm not naming days and claiming dates on anything. I see things and experience them in the past, in the present, in the future, kind of eternally. And all I can say is it's by God's mercy that any of this has been held back this long. I mean, somewhere down the line, we got a little more time.
Yeah.
Every day is a borrowed day.
Yeah.
So use it well.
Right.